जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोधनन्दन जय व्रजजनरञ्जन जय जय यशोधनन्दन जय व्रज जनरञ्जन जय यमुनतीरावनचारि जय तीरावनचारि जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा जय कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंदा जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा
Hare Krishna, I need the Vaishnava blessings. Today is the most auspicious day of Ramachandra Vijayotsava or Vijayadashami. So on these auspicious days, I've been given an opportunity to speak on the glories of Lord Ram and his, about his victory and also the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam which comes through the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam which speaks about Lord's pastimes. స్టార్ట్ విత్ ఇన్వికేషన్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 9 చాప్టర్ 10 టెక్స్ట్ 23. ఏవం క్షిపన్ ధనుసి సందితముత్ససర్జ. ఏవం క్షిపన్ ధనుషి సందితముత్ససర్జ. ఏవం క్షిపన్ ధనుసి సందితముత్ససర్జ. బాణం స వజ్రం ఇవ తద్ధృడయం బిభేద. బాణం స వజ్రం ఇవ తద్ధృదయం బిభేద. బాణం స వజ్రం ఇవ తద్ధృదయం బిభేద. ససృగ్వమందశముఖైర్న్యపతద్విమానాత్. సోసృగ్వమందశముఖైర్న్యపతద్విమానాత్. సోసృగ్వమందశముఖైర్న్యపతద్విమానాత్. దాహేతి జల్పతి జనే సుకృతీవ రిక్తః. దాహేతి జల్పతి జనే సుకృతీవ రిక్తః. దాహేతి జల్పతి జనే సుకృతీవ రిక్తః. ఏవం క్షిపన్ ధనుషి సందితముత్ససర్జ. బాణం స వజ్రం ఇవ తద్ధృడయం బిభేద. సోసృగ్వమందశముఖైర్న్యపతద్విమానాత్. దాహేతి జల్పతి జనే సుకృతీవ రిక్తః. ఏవం క్షిపన్ ధనుసి సందితముత్ససర్జ. బాణం స వజ్రం ఇవ తద్ధృదయం బిభేద. సోసృగ్వమందశముఖైర్న్యపతద్విమానాత్. దాహేతి జల్పతి జనే సుకృతీవ రిక్తః. ఏవం క్షిపన్ ధనుషి సందితముత్ససర్జ. బాణం స వజ్రం ఇవ తద్ధృదయం బిభేద. సోసృగ్వమందశముఖైర్న్యపతద్విమానాత్. దాహేతి జల్పతి జనే సుకృతీవ రిక్తః.
సో
शमुखैर्ण्यपतद्विमानान् जाहेति जल्पति जने सुकृतीव रिक्तः एवं क्षिपन्दनुषि सन्दितमुत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शुश्रुक्वमन्दशमुखैर्न्यपतद्विमाना दाहेति जल्पति जने सुकृतीव रिक्तः एवं क्षिपन्दनुषि सन्दितमुत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शुश्रुक्वमन्दशमुखैर्न्यपतद्विमाना दाहेति जल्पति जने सुकृतीव रिक्तः माताजी एवं क्षिपन्दनुषि सन्दितमुत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शुश्रुक्वमन्दशमुखैर्न्यपतद्विमानात् दाहेति जल्पति जने सुकृतीव रिक्त एवं क्षिपन्दनुषि सन्दितमुत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शुश्रुक्वमन्दशमुखैर्न्यपतद्विमानात् दाहेति जल्पति जने सुकृतीव रिक्तः एवं क्षिपन्दनुषि सन्दितमुत्ससर्ज बाणं स वज्रमिव तद्हृदयं बिभेद शुश्रुक्वमन्दशमुखैर्न्यपतद्विमानात् दाहेति जल्पति जने सुकृतीव रिक्त एवं इन दिस वे क्षिपन् chastising Ravana, Danushi on the bow, Sanditham fixed an arrow, Utsasarja released toward him, Banam the arrow, Sah that arrow, Vajram eva like a thunderbolt, Tathrudayam the heart of Ravana, Bibheda, pierced, Saha, he, Sravana, Asrik, blood, Vaman, vomiting, Dasamukhai, through the 10 mouths, Nyapatat, fell down, Vimanat, from his airplane, Ha ha, alas, what happened? Iti, thus, Jalpati, roaring, Jane, when all the people present there, Sukriti eva, like a pious man, Riktaha, when the results of his pious activities are finished. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Please repeat. After this rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramachandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana and released the arrow, which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas, what has happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets, when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.21, it is said, Kshine punne marti lokam vishanti. When the results of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruitive activities of this material world are such that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within this material world according to different conditions. For neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches of repeated birth and death. Somehow or other, Ravana was raised to an exalted position as a king of a great kingdom with all material opulences. But because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable. Bereft of the results of pious activities, one must fall down like Ravana and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions. But when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in spiritual position. Sagunan samati tyaitan brahma bhoyaya kalpati. Ravana, or those like him, may be very powerful and opulent in this material world. But thus is not a secure position. Because, after all, they are bound by the results of their karma. Karmana daivanetrena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's laws. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalake Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Veshitarini Kam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grimyat Kapatam Aham Devi Rintiratarnam Paramananda Madam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Katanchana Smritirasmin Dushkaram Shukaram Bhavet Vishmrite Viparitam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam Namishtu Pada Krishna Prashtaya Bhutle Srimate Jai Pataka Swaminiti Namne Nama Acharya Padayani Taya Kripa Pradayani Kavrakta Dam Dayana Kragrama Tarini Namamishtu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutle Hare Krishna. So again, on this auspicious day of Ramachandra Mahotsava, so when I remember Lord Ramachandra, my mind automatically goes to my hometown, where there's a wonderful temple of Ramachandra is there, the life-size deities, where Lord Ramachandra sits majestically as Lord Rajaram with his consort Mother Sita and his brothers Lakshmana paying obeisances like this, waiting for the orders of his brother, and Bharata holding an umbrella for their lordship, And Shatrughna fans the Lord with his chamara. And Hanuman sitting in front of them with his veena and singing the glories of Ramayana. So whenever I think of Lord Rama, my mind immediately goes back to that deity where the Lord sits as Rajaram, waiting for his citizens to give darshan to citizens, to give blessings to the citizens. So in my hometown, today is a grand celebration of Vijayadashami. So coming from a temple town, it's like filled with so many Vishnu temples. And all the festival deities of the Vishnu temples, they dress very nicely, robes, the silk robes, adorned with rich silk robes and decorated with various ornaments. It's glittering and the evening light, it's very wonderful to watch. It's a transcendental feast to our eyes, where all the deities, the festival deities, they assemble in one place to celebrate the victory of Lord. It's actually a festival for the whole town. The people from all the nearby villages will come to assemble in that place to see, to take darshan of the deities. With these impressions, having grown up with these impressions, then I was fortunate enough to meet the devotees and the disciples of Srila Prabhupada and understood the real meaning of Vijayadashami. So because throughout my teens, throughout my childhood days, it's a celebration. We will wait, so when the next Vijayadashami will come. So because it's a fun for us, like all the friends, relatives come together to meet, to take blessings from the lordships. And it's a wonderful festival. We were enamored, I was enamored by the glamour or the grandeur of the festival. So I was always looking forward for that festival every year. So the victory of the Lord is actually his pastimes. Because through his pastimes, he attracts the conditioned soul. Through his pastimes, when the Lord comes to the material world, he enacts his pastimes so that the conditioned soul gets attracted to devotional service. And the same reason is explained by Lord Brahma in his Brahma Samhita, that Ananda Chinmaya Rasat Mathaya Manashu Yah Prani Nam Pratipalan Smaratam Upetya Leelayitena Bhuvanani Jayat Tajashram Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of the his pastimes being reflected in the mind of recollecting souls as a transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. So for this reason, the Lord comes to the material world to enact his pastime and attract the conditioned souls. And also we can see Lord Ram, when he was young, he was playing with the bow and arrows. Like it was a child's play because he was coming from a Kshatriya background. So it was quite natural for those boys who comes in the Kshatriya family. They always have their bows and arrows because they have to practice. Because that is their duty, to give protection. So when he was, like, he had these small bow and arrows which he was playing. So during the war, Indrajit, son of Ravana, was explaining to his father that Ravana was killing the demons without any effort. Effortlessly he was killing all the demons, as if it's like a child's play. So on the other hand, we can see in case of Ravana, he is like a great demon with 20 hands, with 10 heads, and the speciality of those heads is even when the head is cut off, it has a special effect that it can come out again. But Ravana, he also had a special vimana, Pushpaka vimana. He was fighting, he was standing in that vimana. If he want, like by his illusion, he can come in front of Ram. Or if he wants to disappear, he can disappear. All these powerful feats he was showing to the Lord Rama. But Lord Ram was literally in his feet during the war. And later, Indra gave his chariot along the charioteer. So Ram had a chariot which was borrowed. So what the pastime in this, what we learn from this pastime is that in the material consideration, one may have the best of the best, one may have the best of the facilities, one can have everything at his control. We already saw Karmana, Daiva, Netrena, and under the three modes, one gets the best of the facilities. If those facilities, which is against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or which is not utilized in the service of the Supreme Lord, it's nothing. At the end, that's what we learned in this pastime, that Ravana was ultimately killed in spite of having so much of material facilities. On the other hand, one may have a simple facility, but if that simple facility is utilized in the service of the Lord, then it becomes glorious. So the example is the Vanara Sena, who are the friends of Sugriva, the monkey king. They helped Ram in fighting. In fact, they did not have even a formal military training as the soldiers of Ravana had. They are just animals, vanaras. They can throw stones, they can uproot the trees and throw. With this skill, they were helping Ram in his battle. And that's how they become glorious. And the real victory of Jiva is when he gets attracted to pure devotional service. And that is done when the Lord enacts his pastime in this material world, the conditioned soul gets attracted. So that's the first step. And then he gets attracted to the pure devotional service. Ravana wanted to build a staircase to heaven. It is actually materially impossible. But on the other hand, the Vanara Sena helped the Lord in building the bridge, Setum Bandha, which is called as Setum Bandha. They were just throwing stones, simple stones. However, is the monkey's ability. The monkeys were throwing stones, and it was Hanuman who were throwing big stone, because obviously he has the best ability and also a pure devotee. That doesn't mean because one has a less capability in doing the service, one is not bar from attaining pure devotional service or to receive the complete mercy of the Lord. How much ever is the ability, whatever is the ability given by the Lord, ultimately, Lord says, I am the ability in man, the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So whatever is the ability given by the Lord for the Jiva, when the Jiva utilizes it in the service of the Lord, the service becomes glorious, the devotee becomes glorious. So that's what we see in the pastime of between Ram, Ravana and the Vanara Sena. How the Vanara Sena became glorious because of their service, which maybe in the material level, if we see, it's just something simple. But they utilized it in the service of the Lord. So this is the lesson which we can learn on this Vijayadashami day or Ramachandra Mahotsava, Vijayotsava, the victory of Lord Ramachandra over the demoniac forces or over the evil. So, and also today is the appearance day of Madhvacharya. So Madhvacharya is one of our previous acharyas. We are also called as Brahma Bhadva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So until Madhavendra Puri came, there was only worship of Krishna was there. Until when Madhavendra Puri came, then the worship of Radharani and Krishna is there. So that's how we belong to the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So of previous acharya is Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya is the incarnation of wind god. And Madhvacharya's main teachings was completely victory over the Mayavada philosophy, because it was predominant. The Mayavada was predominant in the entire Bharatvarsha. So his mission was to victory over the Maya, the philosophy, and to establish the Vaishnavism or establish the supreme worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two teachings from each sampradaya, two from Ramanuja sampradaya, two from Madhva sampradaya, Vishnu Swami and Nimbarka Swami. And the two teachings from Madhva sampradaya is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and completely defeating Maya the philosophy. And Srila Prabhupada, through the wonderful purports, defeating Maya the philosophy is inbuilt in the wonderful purports, in the wonderful Bhaktivedanta purports. It's inbuilt. We are not separately defeating Maya the philosophy. And throughout the Bhaktivedanta purports from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see how defeating Maya the philosophy is inbuilt in the purports. And also it's one of the mission of our founder Acharya to completely defeat the Mayavadas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga felt that the demoniac forces are within each living entity. So the formula for victory is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, Cheto Dharpanam Arjanam. How the demoniac tendency can be removed from their heart by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All the contaminations, all the demoniac forces within their heart is eradicated completely, and a pure heart, with a pure heart, we welcome the lordships to come and sit in the heart. So that's the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we don't want weapons, we don't have weapons, we don't require a formal training. Just come and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by this chanting, we can attract the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we can attract the mercy of the Supreme Lord, we can attract the mercy of all our previous Acharyas and celebrate the victory of Vijayadasami, joining the armies of Srila Prabhupada in whatever way we can, as a commander-in-chief, as a foot soldier, as an elephant soldier, as whatever, as a cavalry, whatever ability we have, but we will not stop fighting Maya. So that's the lesson we get from this Vijayadasami. Hare Krishna. Any corrections, question answers, comments? Most welcome. Yes, ma'am. The place is called Kumbakonam. Kumbakonam is like Kumbha is the kalash, and also in every corner of the town we can see the kalash of temples. So that's also one name, Kumbakonam, and the it's famous for all Vishnu temples. No, it is in Tamil Nadu. Prabhu has some comments. I don't have them.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice class. Panchatattva made in Kumbhakarnam also.
Yes.
I was there helping with the casting of big Panchatattva. I remember that Ram temple. No, I have one comment. Madhavacharya, you said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two teachings from Madhavacharya. The worship of the deity as a person, the eternal, Krishna is eternal in the deity form. And the complete defeat of Mayavada philosophy. So he took two teachings from four different acharyas. It's not although he took those teachings or essences and made his sampradaya from that, but he actually instructed them before they, because they came here. Madhavacharya came to Mayapur Dham. He had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanuja, and all the four acharyas, they came here previously. had Darshan of Mahaprabhu. So actually, it's not although Mahaprabhu took from them to form a sampradaya, but he actually is the origin of their sampradaya. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the comment.
Hare Krishna. It is said that even if one soul goes back home, back to Godhead, then the whole world will be benefited. So what kind of devotee should that be? Unalloyed or very, very pure? How one develops such a stage where he can deliver the whole world?
How one develops a spirit so that he can deliver the whole world?
What kind of a devotee should he be to deliver the whole world? Should he be an unalloyed pure devotee, or what training does he seek?
First of all, it's a job of the Uttama Adhikari to deliver the whole world. So that's what Prabhupada did. He gave the steps how one can deliver himself from the material world. So it's a job of the Uttama Adhikari. And Prabhupada's instruction to us in Upadeshamrita was that yes, we practice devotional service at various levels, from the lower modes. We first take up devotional service and then follow the instructions of the spiritual master strictly, follow the regulative principles of devotional service strictly. And then Prabhupada says at least one has to come to the level of Madhyam Adhikari. So that's one thing. And going back home, back to Godhead, it's like my endeavor, and also the other part is done by the team. The spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, all the previous acharyas, at the end, Supreme Lord. So without their mercy, we cannot go back home, back to Godhead. It is like Kripa Siddhi, and also Sadhana Siddhi is also there. So on my part, I have to do my devotional service. I have to do whatever the regulative principles which are mentioned by the acharyas, which Prabhupada mentions in his wonderful purports. So all the instructions are there, which Prabhupada mentions, like how a mother spoon feeds the child. It's like that Prabhupada gives his instructions. Only thing what we have to do is we just have to follow without questioning the acharya. So in that case, yes, there is an 108% guarantee that a jiva can go back home, back to Godhead. And as far as delivering the whole world, it's the Uttama Adhikari's job. And that's what Prabhupada did. I hope you're convinced with the answer. Anyone have any questions? Yes, who can you get the mic to?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I want to ask that what is the symbolize of the 10 head of the Ravana?
What is the symbolize of the 10 heads of Ravana?
Why he is 10 heads?
If anyone can answer, why he has 10 heads? Probably Prabhuji. Yes, Mata. You have the answer? You can have the mic probably.
Hare Krishna. What I learned that the 10 heads of Ravana represents the 10 different bad qualities like lust, envy, anger, greed, illusion, madness, like that. And when Lord Ramachandra shoot the arrow at the heart of Ravana, when the arrow pierced the heart of Ravana, it signifies that Lord Ramachandra destroyed these qualities from the heart of Ravana. So basically that's their representation of the heads, the bad qualities that we all have to destroy from our heart. This is little knowledge I have so far.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any other questions?
I don't know who to believe here. I'm really confused.
My source of knowledge comes from ISKCON and senior devotees, so I'm just delivering what I got. Hare Krishna.
You can give the mic to. Six darshanas and four Vedas.
Yeah.
Six shastras represent the six darshanas.
Six darshanas.
Then Nyaya, Vaisheshika, yeah. Patanjali Yoga.
Yeah. So actually, the two things which we should always understand in Bhagavatam is that one is that there is some the Ravana has a personality. He was there. He had 10 heads. It's not that he was not there. He was there. He had 10 heads. It is reality. And also the ten heads has some different significance, like the bad qualities or his knowledge. Because both are true. It's not that both are not true. He was very knowledgeable. Ravana was actually son of a Brahmana, and he was completely well versed in Vedas. He knew everything. At the same time, because of lust, he also developed all bad qualities. So, in that sense, we can symbolize both this 10 heads as both, like the six darshanas and the four Vedas, and also the different type of bad qualities. But the real lesson is that whether one has mundane knowledge or one has all bad qualities, end of the day, if he is not a devotee, then he has to be killed by the Lord Ram. Or end of the day, if he challenges Lord Ram or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all that knowledge, good quality, bad quality, everything is wasted. So that's the main thing we should understand. There is some symbolism, but it's not all about symbolism. There is some symbolism is there. It's not all about symbolism. Ravana is a person. And then, because Mayavadis tend to explain everything as symbolism. Like, they tend to explain the entire Bhagavatam as an allegory. They say Lord Ram represents good qualities, Ravana represents bad qualities, and his entire thing is allegory, and finally everything is Brahman. This is Mayavadi nonsense. They explain like this. So it's not only about the symbolism, it's also about the personalities. They are there, they are very much there, they really fought, and then the truth was established, Lord Ram became victorious. Just some comment about this. Understanding the simultaneous nature of symbolism and also the personal nature of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you. I think one more question Prabhu has.
He didn't set a good example even after reading all those shastras. Then Lord Ram decides to kill. Is it that?
So, when mundane knowledge, even though one may be very expert in shastras and Vedas, the point is when that knowledge, it doesn't take him to the devotional service of the Lord, it is anyway shama eva hi kevalam. It's a waste of time. So that's what Prabhu was explaining, that even though on a mundane level he's so expert in knowledge and all these six darshanas, but ultimately that education was not utilized in the service of the Lord. In fact, it was utilized against Lord Ram. So then ultimately one has to be destroyed. And okay. This is a pastime which the Lord teaches through his devotees. Because actually Ravana is like, if we see the doorkeepers of the Lord. So they come to the material world so that the Lord can teach us a lesson. Like the Lord teaches the lesson through the pure devotees. Prabhupada gives this example of in first canto, 9th chapter in the chapter of Bhishma Dev, passing away of Bhishma Dev, Prabhupada says that the Lord teaches the pure devotees. It is like the mother teaches the daughter in order to instruct his daughter-in-law, her daughter-in-law. So that's the example Prabhupada gives. Here the mother represents the Supreme Lord, the daughter represents the pure devotees. The daughter-in-laws are practicing devotees. So this is how the Lord teaches the lesson.
Ravana didn't do. He conquered the whole world, Bali Maharaja, and then surrendered to Krishna. But Ravana didn't, and so he was annihilated. Yeah. I read in the book.
Yes. Of course, yes, it is true.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So any other questions? श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. रामचंद्र विद्योत्सवा की जय. मध्वाचार्य की जय. गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.